I've been told in the past that citrus aren't really trees. They're more of a bush and a shrub. We just shape them to be a tree.
True.
Who originally went out there and said, I'm going to name you a bush, you're a tree, you're a bush, you're a tree?
Same guy that called a tomato a vegetable and not a fruit? I don't know.
Oh, we've gotten a lot of citrus tree questions. Citrus bush, citrus shrub. Excuse me, catch myself. And Jack in Whitman has another one. Good morning, sir. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah. Well, what I've got is it's an Arizona sweet, and I planted it about 7 years ago. And it's finally the last three years, maybe a little bit more, it started producing fruit. And last year, when it produces, they're really, really small. So I got this year, I thought, okay, I'm going to get above this. So I took off over half of the blooms. I thought, okay, now they'll only have to feed half as many oranges. Well, they're still the same size. They're very small. They're sweet.
Yeah.
But they're really small oranges.
Here's part of the issue with quote-unquote Arizona sweet. That could be one of about four, five, six different actual varieties. Hamlin, Mars, Diller, Trovita. There's a couple others. Pineapple, I think. Some of them you've never heard of that years ago got just tagged Arizona sweet. And some of them are not very big. And, it's just – that's just part of it. When you say not big, they're never – an Arizona sweet's never going to be as big as a navel and maybe on occasion as big as a Valencia, but they're all – most of those varieties, a smaller orange. They were developed more for juice than for eating, although they taste good and they're plenty good to eat. It's just probably the genetics of the tree. You're just not going to get real big fruit like a grocery store navel is going to get.
And in Whitman, lots of big acres out there. Everything's usually an acre and a quarter or big. So if he wanted to add a couple more into that area that would
plant
be big
a Trovita,
produce, Trovita.
Or a navel of some type. I really like Trovita. It can be kind of classified as an Arizona sweet. Some call it a seedling navel. It's a little bit of a hybrid, but it gets nice big fruit and very reliable producer.
Well, it's Rosie on the House. We are here every single Saturday morning to answer questions about your house, home, castle, or cabin, and starting off with landscape and gardening. But that doesn't mean that that's the only chance to learn from Jay Harper or John Eisenhower. There's some clinics going on or coming up today at Harper's Nursery.
At our Mesa location, Ryan Rieger, who's a rosarian with the Mesa East Valley Rose Society, is doing – we have a rose clinic every year. We're doing a little different this year. The first one is today, 10 o'clock at our Mesa location, McKellops Road, just west of Gilbert. And that'll be just roses, pruning, care, anything you want to learn pretty much about roses, Ryan will be there to tell you. Now, a month from now, the 15th of February, we're going to do kind of an all-inclusive pruning seminar. Part of it will be roses. We'll have somebody doing roses, but John is going to have somebody there from Integrity Tree Service, talk about pruning trees. We'll have the pond gnome there talking about pruning, cleaning out, which is pruning to pond plants. So we'll talk more encompassing. And the reason we did that is we always do the rose clinic, and then a week later, somebody missed it, didn't see it. Are you doing another one? So we've kind of staggered them out in two different locations. So Mesa today, Scottsdale location, the 15th of February, which will also be tree trimming and other tree care.
And you'd mentioned someone from Integrity Tree Service. Are you personally
going to
be there?
I am going to be there, yes, the 15th of February. Looking forward to it.
There's a big chance for you, Ben.
And when we're talking pruning, what are some of the common mistakes that you're constantly having to correct people on?
Yeah, generally over-pruning, pruning in the wrong places, pruning the wrong time of year. So we'll cover a lot of that in our pruning clinic in February. It'll be a lot of fun.
I've heard you mention cattailing a lot.
Lion's tailing. Yeah, lion's tailing is the removal of an excessive number of inner lateral branches, leaving the outer third of the canopy untouched. It leaves these big lion tails of heavy foliage out on the outside of the tree, and it's really bad for them. It looks kind of cool because you see the branch architecture on the inside, but it really is damaging to the tree because those branches are susceptible to breakage. And if you continue to do that year after year, they're open to sunburn and a lot of other problems related to line stealing.
So you'll be out at Harper's in Mesa in February?
No. Scottsdale location in February for tree pruning, rose pruning, pond pruning. Rose pruning today in Mesa at 10 o'clock.
Got it.
If you just want to do roses and you want to do it today.
And those two locations?
Mesa is McKellips Road, west of Gilbert, 1830 East McKellips, and Scottsdale is Hayden Road, just a little bit south of Thomas, 2529 North Hayden.
And if somebody didn't get a tree question answered today, we've got a couple on hold that we'll have you take care of off air. But if someone wanted to reach you during the week, Mr. Eisenhower?
You can go to our website at itreeservice.com, the letter itreeservice.com, or phone us at 602-788-0005.
You're celebrating Integrity Tree Service 25th year in business?
Yes, we are.
Congratulations. And it's Thank Harper's you. 45, 6,
about 68.
Wow.
69 in March.
Congratulations, gentlemen.